As South Shore's Morning News continues, I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Beth Foster. And it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell from AxSmart IT in Wareham joins us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth. Today we're going to talk about everyone's favorite subject, passwords.
Oh, password. Okay, I love talking about password.
I feel as if it's become...
All right, now.
Not that password. Not that password. Although I do very much enjoy Alan Ludden. All right, David. Password. We're talking about the password.
I know. I feel like it's become another task at work, creating all these passwords. It's almost exhausting.
It is. And because of that, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST for short, has made changes to their password security recommendations.
Ooh.
Okay. So this is similar. Remember that when you ever like a study that comes out and say, doctors say you should have a glass of wine every night. Doctors now say, no.
I know.
No, don't have a glass of wine a night. It's too much.
Right?
Have it once a month. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're getting...
like Doc Chocolate. Doc Chocolate's good for you,
Doc
too,
chocolate.
But don't eat too much.
No.
Right.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, now it has something else in it. Okay. But they're changing up because this is the same kind of thing, right? They used to say, do it regularly, but now you're saying maybe not?
Yeah, well, now NIST is saying they made the changes in that we don't have to use all those silly characters anymore. So you can create regular passwords, but they are recommending that the password is now 15 characters.
15?
15.
Oh, my goodness. So
the minimum is 8, but they're recommending 15.
All right.
But it doesn't have to be all those silly things that you never remember. And what we've always recommended for years now is that users should create a passphrase, something that you'll remember. Like, every good boy does fine. Mm-hmm. And change up some of the letters in it.
Okay, that's interesting because, you know, when Apple, I don't know if you have an iPhone or not, but they always suggest a password and it's just a jumble of letters and symbols. It's not an easily rememberable phrase. And so do you think those are good passwords or
no?
We can have more like human-like passwords?
No, those ones that it gives you are those temporary passwords are so confusing. How would you ever remember that?
Yeah.
They are. Even Microsoft would give you an 8-character password that's all letters and numbers, but things that you just couldn't remember because there's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they recommend you do, the password complexity, they're eliminating all of that, but forcing you to use uppercase and lowercase letters, numbers, special characters, and all of that predictable pattern, because that's what the hackers are trying to hack using brute force hacks.
Mm-hmm.
So the recommendation now is to use up to a 15-character password. Websites should allow up to a 64-character password if, in fact, the user wants to create one that long. I don't know why you would.
You said 64?
64.
Oh, my goodness.
And you should use... The important things are to use multi-factor authentication.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you're going into secure sites like your bank or your healthcare websites.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones you need to be careful of. And lastly, they said you shouldn't change your password except for maybe once a year unless, and this is a big unless, you find that that password that you're using has been breached.
Yeah,
so puts it back on us, the user.
I know. I keep getting told that some of my passwords have been breached. I just don't care.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. I just don't have, I don't know. I don't have the strength to go through so many passwords and change them. I'm just like, it is what it is. Is that bad advice?
Oh, my. David's not going to like that. No, that is not. It is what it is.
I've given up.
No.
And that's the problem. That's been the problem with passwords and the NIST recommendations up until now.
Yeah.
But what they want you to do is to check if your password has been found in a data breach. I just this morning checked a few that I use in single sites. I don't reuse them anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they have not been breached, which made me feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you go into a couple of the websites that I've put in the blog post, which have I been pwned, which is one of them, and a cybernews.com website, you can check your password, see how many times your password has been breached, and the recommendation is, yes, you change it now.
Mm.
You can check a password you want to change it to and see if it's been breached. If it hasn't been breached, you want to use it.
Did you say that you don't repeat passwords for anything?
I don't repeat passwords for anything.
Okay.
I use a password management tool.
I gotcha.
So that no matter, and I can just create 15 character passwords automatically, and I don't care what's in the password, because it'll automatically save it and allow me to fill it when I go to that website or if I go to open that application.
I suspect Beth is using a similar password for many sites.
I can't say that.
No, I think I'll be able to hack it by the end of this program.
Can I have this passport management tool? It sounds good.
And you should get one if you're not using one.
Okay. Where can I get
it? There are many free ones available.
Okay.
Just search online. 1Password is one of the, well, a good one out there. We can look that up. As a matter of fact, I have a link to them with one of their blog articles, which was very, very good. And then Bitwarden is one that we use at home. We used to use LastPass until they were breached a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And the hackers got everything, their entire database with all of our information. So at that point in time, we went through and changed every one of our passwords and decided to go with a different password management tool. So Bitwarden's a good one. If you're using it for a family, you can share passwords. It's free for 2 users.
Cool.
It's something you might want to look at.
Mm. What was that one again?
Bitwarden.
So are they, since they're relaxing the password requirements, is this because a lot of people are using those authenticator apps? Like that's kind of taking the pressure off the password being bulletproof, I guess?
Yeah, so bulletproof is a funny word.
Okay.
Anything can be hacked and circumvented.
Okay.
Two-factor authentication can be beat.
Wow.
It has been beat. Passphrases have been beat. You know, all of these things. The one thing that they haven't really honed in on yet is if you use, for instance, an iPhone and you use it to recognize your face.
So far.
They need to have your face to do that so far.
Yeah. Because with AI, I mean, they could fake
your face.
Your face. Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, you're right. I mean, these things are always going to get... I guess the thing that, you know, we'll talk about is... And by the way, Kevin was texting and he says, 15? Really, David? Okay, yeah. Password of 15. Come on. But it's true. I guess you got to do 15 characters is recommended.
Right.
The good news
it's
is...
It's a minimum of 8.
But just a phrase, right? You don't need any symbols or numbers anymore?
Yeah.
As long as you're checking the password to see if they've been breached.
I've used a lot of exclamation points in the past.
Same here.
Yeah. You just have your favorite word, exclamation point. Okay.
Definitely.
But what I have said before, and again, everybody knows this, but we'll remind them again, don't use anything that you can find out there on Facebook or whatever, you know, your pets, your friends, your family members, the birthdays, even mother's maiden name, all of that stuff, David, you're right. Typically, try to find something that I think is great, is something either a secret you've never told someone that's only in your mind, some kind of imaginary, you know, maybe you had an imaginary thing as a child or something, come up with a phrase like that that someone can't look up and even the closest people to you wouldn't know. So try that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I use just obscure words, you know, like everyday items of your life that don't really have any significance or digital trail as far as my tweets or my Facebook posts or my Instagram posts go. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that they are strong passwords when you're entering them in.
Catalytic converter 2024. Okay, I'm sorry. No.
No, right. I've talked about catalytic converters extensively.
That's true.
It's not a safe password.
That's where it's not. Okay. All right. So the thing is, you know, really just check it out. David, you've got all the links right there where people can go and find this stuff, though, right?
Absolutely, we do. They go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on my blog link.
All right, lots of good stuff there.
Yeah.
Go there and find out. Wait, we just had a text in from Gary. Let me just see this. Ask David if the passwords from
Password Manager get wiped out
if you clear your cache or history. Thank you. That's from Gary. David, are you there?
They're not saved. Yeah, they're not saved there. They're saved online in the Password Management's web app.
Okay.
Okay, they're not saved. Like, if you save your passwords to Chrome, they're available right there in your browser, which is not the safest place to have them.
Yeah.
So if you're using a password manager, it's saved in the password manager's development in their application. So it's not like it doesn't stay in your browser.
A little bit stronger.
Right. And mm-hmm. it never goes to your browser. It goes directly from the application into the login screen you're logging into.
All right. David
Snell. I'm going to do that.
AxSmart IT and Wareham. AxSmartIT.com. Thank you, David.
Have a great day. Go check your passwords.
All right. Good luck. Thank you, David.